The 97-year-old woman who helped revolutionize what Americans think Chinese food is celebrates the Lunar New Year in San Francisco. Cecilia Chang opened her influential restaurant, The Mandarin, in 1961, time when most U.S. Chinese restaurants served chop suey. The Mandarin attracted celebrities and food enthusiasts with dishes like tea-smoked duck and twice-cooked pork. Chang told NPR's Netta Ulaby how she's ringing in the year of the rooster.
First, though, I asked Cecilia Chang what it's like to be 97 years old.
Right now, I'm so busy.
It's true. Scheduling our interview was hard because of this lunch or that dinner or plans with friends or great-grandkids. Still, this almost centurion had 16 people over last night to celebrate her Chinese New Year.
People don't believe it. You're 97, you're going to cook a dinner for that many people. You're crazy. But I enjoy it. I do this for fun.
Chang is a legend in the food world. Her DNA is all over Chinese food in this country. She taught Julia Child about Chinese cuisine. One of the first chefs she hired started Panda Express. Her son founded the chain P.F. Chang's. Even at age 97, she was excited to cook for her friends.
I just finished the menu. I show you. I have five spiced beef. I have asparagus with the ginkgo nuts.
Roast pigeon, fish, red cooked pork.
All different kind of mushroom in the oyster sauce.
But as much as Chang loves the Lunar New Year, she misses being in countries where everyone is celebrating it.
Here is really no fun.
This 97-year-old is showing me on her phone a video from the other side of the world. Throngs of people, fireworks shooting out of skyscrapers.
Taipei, New Year Eve.
Last year was the year of the monkey. Chang says, like the animal, it was crazy and chaotic. She thinks this year will be better.
Could not be worse than monkey.
This is the year of the rooster, she says, and filled with portent, starting with the sound she remembers as a little girl back in 1920s Beijing.
Grr, 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 grr. Wake up, wake up. I hope this year will wake up some people. That will be good, right?
Cecilia Chang then excused herself. She had to see her great-grandkids, advise some chefs she mentors, and she had plans with some old San Francisco friends, members of the band Jefferson Airplane.
I ought to get going. I should stay here and love you.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
'Cause you're so much younger than I am. Come up the years. Come up the years and love.